Okay, welcome everyone to Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The date is March 26, 2026. I'm Councilman Hansen. Chairman Childs has asked me to conduct this meeting. He is absent today. We will go through with a roll call first. Councilwoman Garf.
Here.
Councilman Hansen is here. Councilman Edwards.
Here.
Lacey is here. Okay, we will have a Pledge of Allegiance by Councilman Edwards, followed by the invocation by Councilwoman Garf. Everybody please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in Heaven, we are so grateful to meet as a Planning and Zoning Commission and citizens of Centerfield this evening. We're grateful for the opportunity of helping our city to grow in a way that will be pleasing unto the residents and unto Thee. We are grateful, Father, for this opportunity to serve and ask that Thy Spirit may bless each one of us, that our minds may be opened, that we'll be keen to our ordinances and statutes, and that we may make the best decisions for the city and for the citizens. And we say these things humbly in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, we'll just go down the agenda here. Reading and adoption of the minutes of previous meeting. Did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from February 26, 2026?
Yes.
We have any changes that need to be made?
No.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from February 26, 2026.
I move the motions we approve the meetings as recorded. What else do I need to say? Is that it?
That's it. We got a motion by Councilman Edwards. Can I get a second?
Can I do that even though I wasn't here?
Sure.
I'll second it.
Got a second by Councilwoman Garf. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. All right, first item of business is Dylan Thurston, building permit. You, Dylan?
Yep.
You just come up and state your name and just kind of tell us what you got going.
Yeah, I'm Dylan Thurston. I'm looking to build a single family home. Danish Meadows subdivision, lot 10.
Perfect.
Now, where was that? Danish
Meadows? Danish Meadows.
Lot 10?
Lot 10, phase 1.
So I've looked at your plot map here. It looks like your setbacks are fine. How many square feet is the home?
It's about 2,100. First floor, 700. Second floor.
Okay. Okay, where it's in the subdivision, we're good on secondary water shares. Do you guys have any concerns or issues with this one? It looked pretty straightforward to me.
Pretty easy.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to grant Dylan Thurston a building permit.
I'll second that. Or do I make a motion?
I'm asking for a motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept Dylan Thurston's, I make a motion to send it to City Council, sure, that they may finalize the decision on a building permit for Dylan Thurston.
Okay, we got a motion to recommend Dylan Thurston to City Council for a building permit at, what was the address?
I can't even tell you.
It was on one of these just
it's
once.
It's on the site plan. Over in the right.
888 North, 270 yeah, East. Right. And Danish Meadows, Lot 10. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Edwards. Any further discussion? No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. So we'll move you on to City Council, possibly.
It'll be April 15th.
April
15th? Yeah. Okay. 7
o'clock
here.
It's on Wednesday night, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'll move it forward on zip flow and then we'll show that date.
you.
Thank you.
What did you say? Was it April the
15th?
15th?
Yeah.
Okay, the next item on the agenda has been canceled. So, next one down is a work session. Chance and Aubrey Lynn, ADU questions. They're not here, so.
They're not.
You want to give them a few minutes? It's only 7:05.
I mean, we can. Give them a couple minutes.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, we can jump down to unfinished business. Councilwoman Garf, do you have any unfinished business that you need to discuss?
I don't.
Okay, Councilman Edwards?
No.
I don't have anything either, so.
Now, what did you tell me AD was for?
Accessory dwelling.
Accessory dwelling. So is that like a garage or something? Or?
It can be a home.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and I think that's, she called and asked me some questions. I think that's what she wants. It was, you know, kind of like a mother-in-law suite is what the idea I was getting from her.
Okay.
So, I mean, our code, from what I haven't looked at it extensively, but I think it has to be anywhere from 550 to 800 square feet.
That seems right.
That seems right.
It's fairly small.
Yeah, it's very small, and it has to have...
kind of has to match the same... Here comes somebody.
Yeah,
kind of has to match the same...
design and
design
style.
Of the existing house.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
is it.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm late. My husband is like 5 or 10 minutes away.
That's all right. We turned you down anyway.
All right, if you'll just stand up here and state your name, you're up.
Yeah.
Kind of tell us what you got going.
Well, I'm Aubrey Lynn, and my husband is Chance Lynn, and we just moved into the little white house on the corner. But it has like almost 2 acres, and so we're wondering what to do. We're thinking about having his parents come move with us and build like a mother-in-law suite on the back. And we're also thinking about building maybe a barn in the future, or like a pottery studio. And so we're wondering what our options are, and with water, I know water's really hard to get. So I've been trying to read the things, and I just don't really know what to do about it. So I'm wondering what our options are, if it's even a possibility.
Yeah, so.
Now whereabouts is it at, Mark?
It's Barbara Hyatt's old house down here on the corner, going down toward David Beck's.
You know where Harry Kern lives?
The first one when you come to, oh.
Just north of Harry's house.
So you got the Hone home right here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go down.
They own the lot to the north.
Oh. And there's already a home there?
No.
Oh, nothing there. So you own that home, the old home?
So it's the old little white house, and then there's a little white garage, and then a pasture.
Okay, now I know.
So the only question that I might have about it is, do we require more irrigation shares to let them build that? I know in the past where we've had people add, like, they've had an existing home, we've had them add, like, a garage or something. We found that we don't need to require the water shares. It's just on the new building we need to require water shares.
Right.
Would this fall under that same thing?
Yes, I believe it would.
So technically, you might not need more water shares to do that.
Because they would be taking away surface space that could use that water.
Yeah.
So
they've got almost 2 acres, but they only have one share of water, so they don't even have adequate water right now.
Mm.
I'm wondering if we need more water, is there any way to buy water? Or do we have to find someone that has water that wants to give it?
There is. Occasionally, there is water shares that go up for sale. They're usually fairly expensive, and there are usually lots of people after them, but occasionally they do go up for sale. As old as the home is, it's probably kind of grandfathered in. You wouldn't need more water. So we probably wouldn't have to go that route. But as far as the mother-in-law dwelling, it needs to be... correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere between 600 and 800 square feet, so it can't be really big. And it needs to kind of model the same architecture or look of the existing home. And then
it would have to be using the existing electrical and any utilities. So like you couldn't put a second meter on the house or a second electric meter on the house. It has to be use the existing.
So it would have to be like an underground wire from our house?
Right. And state codes, it would also have to abide by the state codes as far as safety issues, structural, all those kinds of things would have to be followed as well as local. And with it being a secondary dwelling unit, that means there has to be fireproofing between the two units and things like that for safety.
Okay. What would be that?
That would be specialized fire insulation to slow the progression of a fire into the secondary dwelling or into your dwelling.
Is it going to be attached or detached?
Our house is right here, and then
clear
the back to the back
gen.
Oh, okay. It would be detached.
That wouldn't apply then.
Yeah. But it just have to run off the meter that's run to your house? Like, it wouldn't have its own separate meter or any utilities? All the utilities would have to come through your utilities.
And so, if we ever wanted to sell that, we can never sell it to be separate. It have to stay all of ours together.
Yeah, I think one of the stipulations to it is the owner of the house has to live in one of those dwellings.
Yes.
Okay. So we can't sell it to them. They would just have to live there.
Right.
Okay.
So you could split your lot and sell that lot to them, and then they can build their own house there.
Okay. But they would need water.
But they would need water share. And they, I guess it depends on how big the lot is, but you need one share per half acre.
Okay. And so if we did want to split it, and keep our house in our backyard and the field and have them take that little half? Does it have to be exactly like a half acre, or can it?
No, you can go down to a quarter acre.
Okay. You have to have 100
foot frontage.
Okay.
So quarter acre, minimum lot, 100 foot frontage.
You probably have to have your own utilities in too, so like
power. Yeah, at that point they'd be under their own stuff.
Yeah.
You'd have to get all that separate.
All that.
Which is probably pretty hard.
Oh,
it can be expensive, but it's not hard.
100 square foot of road.
Just 100 foot frontage.
100 foot. Okay. And so, if we scrap that plan and just build like a farm, maybe a pottery studio that has our water from the house, and we take
you would have to abide by our ordinances. How far is it away from the setbacks around your perimeter of your?
Like the gravel.
Well, the perimeter of your lot. It would have to. We have setbacks. It has to be within those, which allows the city, if they needed to get in to work on pipes and things.
To the little garage, like a studio.
Is that 10 feet away from your existing home?
Yeah.
It has to be a minimum of 10 feet away from that home.
It'd probably be 10 feet away from the garage too. It would be just like the garage. And it would be small. It would be like a little shed.
Like how small?
Like a 10 by 15 maybe, or smaller.
But under 200 square feet, you don't have to get a permit.
And then the barn, if it doesn't have wire, it's just like an old barn. Do we need to do any permits for that? Does it need to match the house too?
No.
No.
But it would need a building permit. Yep, you'd have to go through all the building codes and go through the county and do all the stuff like that.
Okay. And we could build it ourselves, but we'd have to get people to come out and make sure like it's all.
Yeah, we'd need regular inspections.
Yeah, so you'd come here and get a building permit, then you'd go to the county and get a building permit, and then the county would come out after you did like your footers and electrical, and they would do inspections all the way through the process of building.
Make sure it's all.
Yep.
And then how much does that cost? Do we pay for those inspections?
In inspections? I believe so, but I do not know.
I think it's just included in their building permit fee. And I think, I don't know, but like our fee here is only $50 application, $50 for the permit. And then, but there, I think it depends on, the value of the project or how, but they've got some kind of calculation of how much their permit costs. But I think that all those inspections are included in that permit fee.
Okay, and then, are you thinking about putting like a water stick in, like halfway in between our yards, so we can water like a garden or trees without having a bunch of hoses? Is that something that's possible, or would we have to talk to like the irrigation company?
So you want to hook it up to culinary or secondary?
Secondary.
So you could do that to you could connect to your existing line and do that, but it'd all be on. That's just something you would do. We would have to.
We don't need like a permit. I think we can just do it.
But realize you're going to be limited on water with only one share. Especially this year.
Yeah.
With the shares, it just is whatever water we have, you just get a time share of what is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whatever's getting delivered, that gets divided into however many shares there is, and you get your share of that water delivery.
Speaking with someone who belongs to the irrigation company, they said if it stays the way it is now, we'll have less than 6 days of water.
So the delivery right now is 0.1 CFS. So it's pretty small. So for one share of water, that's about, I think, 600. Hold on a second, I can give you the exact number. That is 646 gallons a day is all you get for that 0.1. And they're projecting, they told me yesterday, 60 days and we'll be out of water.
Oh, good. Well, that's a whole lot better than what I was told.
That's at 0.1, so that's very, very limited water. And then 60 days, they think it'll be gone. So.
What do you do when it's gone? Like, culinary water?
So culinary water comes from a different source. Secondary water is runoff from snow melt and creeks and stuff. And our culinary water comes from a spring.
So we'll have culinary water just pour it out.
Yep.
Okay, well that sounds good. I think that's all my questions.
Okay. Hopefully it's clear as mud.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I'm so late.
No, you're fine. We're just really quick today.
Yeah, so if you decide to go forward and do any of those that require a permit, then let's do the application process on the central website.
And then with the, if we do sell it, does somebody need to come out and say, like, this is the line, or do we decide what we want to sell, just as long as it's a quarter acre?
You've got to have a survey.
Sewer.
If we were to sell it.
If you were to sell it to them, yeah.
Yeah. Or anyone else, or
yep.
For any.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
And you'd have to get a share first. Like, they would have to buy from somebody, or we would.
Technically, you could sell it to them without water. They just can't build on it without the water.
Right. Okay.
And then the barn or pottery studio has to be 10 feet away from the house. Does it matter the garage, or is it just the house?
I would say any structure.
Any structure is what I would.
Yeah.
And then it can only be
if the mother-in-law suite can only be six...
600 to 800 square feet.
Okay.
And is that the same with a choir studio or a barn?
That could be as big as you wanted it, really. If you went 200 square foot on your pottery studio, if you went 200 square foot or smaller, you wouldn't need a building permit.
200 square feet or smaller, you don't need a
building permit. In Sanpete County, it doesn't require a building permit if it's 200 feet or smaller.
And then to get a building permit, you need to get one from you guys.
Yep, you would come here, go through the process to get it here, and then you'd have to take that to the county, go through their process, and they'd get you a building permit, and then they would do all the inspections through the whole building process.
Yep. She asked about water spigot.
Yes.
Those things.
We can do that ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it comes from your own existing one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like for water, we might have like 60 days of water.
It's looking 60
we're
days.
Hoping.
Yeah, we're hoping for 60
And with
days.
One share, you'd only get 600 gallons per day. 635
right
as of right now. That will change.
Yeah. I think that's why they're starting at point one, is they're trying to make it last that
long. As long as possible.
And they were going to start a little higher.
They were going to start at point two.
Yeah. So. How much, I just don't really know gallons to grass ratio. How much grass do you think that would be?
Not much.
Not much.
Maybe just the front yard of the house? Or less?
I think you'd be pushing it. If you have trees you like, maybe water your trees.
Maybe turn the sprinklers on.
And water your trees.
But we don't have a spigot for the secondary water. We just have it connected to our house.
Just have it in the sprinkler system. Yeah.
Are you guys signed up for the city text message?
No.
You might want to give her your cell phone number.
Because that allotment will change, sometimes daily.
So we send out a text that tells you how much water and kind of gives guidelines on if your system's this big, you can water for this long and kind of help you figure that out.
So then you know, so we don't.
Yep.
Because what happens if the sprinkler bird is on too long?
You're using somebody else's water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, that's all we got on the agenda. We don't have any unfinished business. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that emotion.
Okay, I'll make the motion. Councilman Hansen made the motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
Councilwoman Garth seconded the motion. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Any opposed? None. Motion passes 3-0. Time is 7:23 and we are